You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. So, let me get this straight. You got him running around selling Bibles now? And also, you're mad at the other one for the Gaza ceasefire. And also, there's more issues with people dictating to other people how they should live their lives. And then you got some corny-ass individual floating around talking about, you know, when you're over 35 and you're gaming, you gotta grow up. Man, the world is stupid. Anyways, welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? Welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 327. I am your host, J-Man, of course. And welcome back to the land of three counties, in the 302, if you will, J-Man's Alley. Well, not only that, but just sitting back chilling. I know we are kind of 30 minutes after the hour, but I kind of needed a little bit more time. I'm working on some other stuff, as you know, so it's never always like a one-time thing when doing J360 Productions, but I don't care. I love it, and it's great to be here. And let me just tell you this, though, guys. As it isn't a jams week, you do have two J-Man episodes happening, so call this a double special, if you will. And you know what? It feels really nice to be on a new station and bringing all the good stuff back, man. Because I remember, like, used to do double specials all the time. And I'll be honest with you, it's high time for it. Especially since there's a whole lot of crap going on nowadays. So, why is Donald Trump out here selling Bibles? I guess the sneaker thing didn't work. So, you know, trying to get all evangelical on motherfuckers again. Even though you can tell he's not about that life. And how much is it for those Bibles, you say? What was it? Was it like $600? It better not be. It better not be. No, it's like $60. But either way, it's like, you know, even Bibles that you can get at Walmart and all don't cost $60. Like, I guess it must be like a special, special religious zealot version that's going out here. Because, I mean, if it's anything like the Bible that I read a lot, yeah, no. I never even had to pay for mine. It was given to me the day I got saved. But let me just go ahead and say this. You know, despite what you believe in, we are all here for a reason. And the best way we go about that reason is to live our lives well. And the only reason why I brought it up is because either he's doing that to just showcase how dumb he is, or to showcase how dumb the rest of the U.S. population can be. You know, it's the same old tactics. I don't understand. It's kind of like, with the way people are acting these days, it's kind of like that You seen Bridesmaids before, right? Where Kristen Wiig was in like that, she was in that sex-based connection. It wasn't a relationship like anything, but she kept being over at that douchebag's house and stuff until like she met like a real nice guy who, you know, like a real nice guy. Like he was a police officer and, you know, he really liked her. She really liked him, but she did not want to be in a relationship with him because apparently she likes what the hell's going on around her, but she doesn't understand that she's in a routine and she's in a bad situation and she keeps putting herself in that shit. That's kind of what the U.S. is. Oh, I don't really care for what's going on in my current presidency, but I want to go back to the older one. Yeah, yeah, I want to go back to that. So, and here's the thing. Say Donald Trump wins, right? And, like, there are people out here will never be satisfied whether he wins or not. They'll be upset. They'll be tired. They'll be doing all this yelling down at people and shit. And it's like, after a while, just shut the hell up, will ya? You know what I mean? There are people that went out so far to harass this man everywhere he went about him not winning that election and all. Even though, like, you could go all day about, like, did he manipulate it? Did all this other stuff? Yada, yada, yada. I could dive into it today, but I really don't want to because you know why? Things are really fucked up on the other scale instead of the political scale. You know, it's just, it's so sad because you got people, once again, pulling out examples of their lives and they expect other people, not their children, mind you, to follow it. And the thing is that like, what I was making fun of, that guy earlier, you're talking about you, when you're gaming and stuff. It's like, look now. I don't know what the whole thing is. I don't know why people have to bring this argument up. But video games are not the problem. They're not the problem any more so than the people who are making them. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's like me telling you, you know, when you're over 35, you shouldn't go to movies, you know? You really shouldn't go to movies after a while because you gotta grow up. You gotta be about responsibilities and all. Like, you know, you can't... Like, look, man. Video games, movies, comics, animes, animated features, or you know, even U.S. cartoons or any of this stuff. You know, cartoons weren't made for kids, right? You know, a long time ago they weren't. And then not to mention, like, you know, certain comics were not just made for children entirely. They were a focal point, but there were a lot of adults that read them too. You know, there were a lot of adults that make these things as well. So, basically, when you go on this whole tangent about you need to grow up, it's like, growing up, we all grow up. What you're trying to say is, oh, they should go ahead and be as miserable as your fucking ass should be, right? And the sad part is that dude went viral, too. Ugly as hell and talking that nonsense. But it's the same old thing for, like, when, you know, why is it always got to be us at our worst that makes us go viral? You know what I mean? Like when women complain about eating at a certain place for a first date. It's a first date. Okay, it's not like, hey, you know, we're getting married tomorrow or we're having our rehearsal dinner here at like McDonald's or some shit. You know what I mean? Why do people do this? Why do we have to all size each other up like this? Or even the whole thing with the guy in the polo shirt, which I think is fake, by the way. Like all this stuff, like I'm ready for TikTok to go. I really am. All that bullshit that goes on TikTok, it needs to go. Of all social media networks, because I know, like, Facebook isn't that much better. And I'm including Instagram and Facebook. But, like, when you get to, like, TikTok and all, TikTok ruined people's attention spans. And then not to mention, like, all the cringe that is on there. Like, you can learn things from other outlets and stuff. But let's just be perfectly honest. This shit sucks. You know what I mean? And I just don't get it. I'm just like... You guys are taking life lessons from people that don't even fucking know you. You know, there are people that left jobs, good relationships, you know, and left like great lifestyles that they built up just so that they could go ahead and keep up with the Joneses. But the Joneses haven't been right for years. Like, the powers that be up there, or those in those social elitist groups, the ones that say, like, you should move out of your mom's house by the time you're, like, 30, blah, 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 or otherwise you're going to be... It's like, once again, what the hell is this? Are you, my question is to any of these people, for one thing, and I say this a lot on every single J-Man episode, just about, who in the hell are we trying to impress? Who the hell are we trying to impress? Who are we trying to look good for other than ourselves? Hell, I'm going to look good for me first before I look good for anybody else. I mean, I'm going to make sure that I'm okay. I don't understand, like, why people have to make it seem like, oh, you should have done this at this time. You should have done this at that time. No, 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 no. Fuck you, bitch. That's not the way that works. You see, your expectation on a timeline and what actually happens are two different things. You know, it's okay if you graduate college at 30. It's okay if you get your home at 35 or 38. Or hell, even 40 or even 50, because you know you live in an apartment. Or, you know, if you had to move back home during an unfortunate circumstance, I don't know why the hell strangers think that they can go ahead and point and laugh at you, when at the same time, the people that raised you live in that house and don't have a problem with you moving back in. What the hell is wrong with people? That's why I call it the shoulda, coulda, woulda timeline. I mean, we all know multiverses are a fucking joke, but let's just be perfectly honest here. You can't be going ahead and playing and moving goalposts around like your friends and all that kind of stuff. We're all at different aspects of life, all right? And with the way the job market is, have you seen how shitty the job market is in 2024? Give people a break. You know, there are jobs out here that don't pay. There are jobs out here that are not really, really enjoyable. You'll be fine because you're the customer, right? You ain't got to worry about none of that shit. But when it's somebody working at a job who probably have no raise and like 2 or 3 years of working there, trying to get the hell up out of there, don't have like enough to even make ends meet, probably don't eat as often as you think that they do because they got to keep the roof over their head, and you're sitting over here dictating and talking about the quality of life. Yeah, eat shit. For real. And then some of you other podcasters are out here talking about, oh, relationship life, oh, this and that. You motherfuckers get mad when it rains in April or March. Which it's supposed to do, by the way. Springtime isn't always sunshine and, you know, allergies and stuff. It's rain too, fool. That's why you have spring and summer, because of the rain. If you have a drought and all, you're going to have one hell of an ugly looking warm season. And God knows it ain't good when it's time to get things right for the harvest. I don't understand how the hell you guys have gotten so entitled to the point where you dictate down to other people who are probably in the same field as you are, but they're not trying to tell you what their lifestyle is. And then you got the nerve to make fun of their leisure time? You know what I mean? I watch anime. I draw anime. I create stuff. You know, of course I'm going to look at what others have done. You know what I mean? I collect, like, you know, I collect a lot of animation from my past. I collect, like, you know, Hey Arnold, Rugrats, Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy. I watch them, you know? I watch Coonskin, and I've also watched, you know, God, what was the other one by Ralph Bakshi? I watched Lord of the Rings Volume 1, which we should have got a Volume 2, and I'll say that forever. And then, like, you know, also Fritz the Cat. Both of them, even though the second one really sucked, but needless to say, the first one was pretty good because it was an eye-opener about the 60s, if you think about it. And then comes the idea of, like, well, he didn't really have anything to do with the second one, though, but the first one, most definitely. And, you know, going back into it, like Heavy Traffic, another good example. But the reason why I'm bringing all those things up is because I study those films. I study the techniques. I enjoy all of them. And you know what? Even when I'm not working, I'm going to watch them anyway. When I get about, like, you know, my senior ages and stuff like that, and I done did every fucking thing, or at least, like, 80% of what I wanted to do through J360 Productions and other means, I'm going to be sitting back watching them. I don't care about any of this other shit out here or what deems mature or what the popular crowd thinks. And while I'm at it, I'm still going to be playing Street Fighter as well. Oh, there is not a moment where I'm not playing Street Fighter, where I'm not enjoying myself playing my video games over the years of getting where I need to be. I just beat Final Fantasy 1. I'm happy about that. And I'm going to go ahead and beat Final Fantasy 4 and all the rest of them. Because it's enjoyable. There's plenty of storytelling in these things. There's plenty of, like, adventure, atmosphere, and all that kind of stuff. It's no different than me reading a book. It's just me playing in another medium, and there's really nothing wrong with it. Or me drawing cartoons and stuff as a grown-ass man is no different than me drawing cartoons when I was a kid because I was inspired by this stuff. Or as I write things, or the things that you enjoy and stuff like that. So cut people some fucking slack. Do you see what I'm saying? And you sit right there and you got the nerve. You got the nerve to act like you're better than anybody, but you're better than nobody. You know? That's a sad thing. You're better than nobody. If your life is so damn great, and if you're out there with the 1% of assholes out here who basically are so lost in terms of, like, how they treat people, or lost in terms of how they function in life, because they're always looking down over at the ones that are actually living life, enjoying themselves, partying, not worrying about, like, these rules that you idiots created, you know, not worried about you with your miserable ass, with you sitting there with your Yeti mic thinking that, oh, you know everything, you know shit. You all are just like just pearly things, and of course, the infamous Fresh and Fit, or any of these Alpha Beta Bale podcasts out here. Which, on the other side, you know, some of them males that are out here that are having to suck up to a woman to try to get her attention and all that stuff, that are simping up the field. They're not getting anywhere, but they keep agreeing with this person over and over again because they don't have no personality or any sort of way of doing things on their own. It's really fucking sad. And you think you're all inspiration. You think you all, just because you get like certain deals from these brands and stuff like that, you better than everybody else. You wusses. You ain't no better than anybody else. Matter of fact, you're worse. Because you're a damn lie. All that stuff is a lie. Oh, I'm an influencer. Oh, other brands really talk to me. Yeah, I bet. Good on you if you made it. But you know what? I don't think you did. Because if you did, you wouldn't be fooling around people like me and everybody else. We're just trying to live our lives. And I say this to a lot of you out here who are impressionable, whether you are kids, whether you are teens, whether you are tweens, whether you are young adults or adults or whatever. If you have a goal and you have something that you'd like to do and you want to get there, and I mean like a real goal, not siphoning off other people, then go ahead and go for it. You know, you do matter in what you'd like to do. And if you don't want to do it for profit, that's entirely up to you. If you feel as though that you're not making it in the current job you're at, but if you got to play the long game for a little bit, damn, I mean, go ahead and do it. Like, I know I had to. How you make it is entirely up to you, not to these other people. Because let me just tell you this, results vary, and they don't tell you that. And another thing is, if the result vary, puts you deep in the hole, then it's not going to work entirely. You got to figure out a way to make it work for you. All right? And another thing is hating on your where you are, hating on your age, trying to find ways to stop the wrinkle effect and all that stuff. The best way to really stop wrinkles entirely is to not get all up in a huff about things. Stop worrying about shit. It's easier said than done, I know, but it's like, guess what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about none of this crap that these people bring out here to you, because it changes all the time. What was cool one minute is not going to be cool the next minute, according to these losers. But you know what? They're such vultures and stuff. They're over here. They trying to tear each other apart. Then they try to come over to where we are. You know, oh, X-Men 97 is right. And I see everybody with big opinions about X-Men floating about. You know, but hey, guess what? They're fans, though, right? They've been fans for years, right? That's like the first thing they usually say, but you can tell they're not. All this stuff that goes on nowadays is because people are just friggin' miserable, and misery loves company. If you really feel good about yourself and where you want to be at, and if you really feel like, you know, things will improve as you work towards it, don't expect it to be all 24 hours in a huff and things like that. No, it's going to take some time. And that's just the way that is. You take that time then, you know? Well, it's like this. If my 37-year-old ass is going to be sitting there watching Garfield and Friends, and you and your cool friends have a problem with it, get fucked, because I was right here, and Garfield's on the TV, and I'm going to enjoy myself. Or, you know what? I can go ahead and swap it to Pink Panther, to all the Dragon Ball episodes, Space Adventure Cobra, Space Battleship Yamato, any of that stuff. And I'm just going ahead and doing this because this is a flex, baby, and it's a fact. I'm going to enjoy myself. Or, you know, I'll just pull out a Spider-Man comic quick. You know, especially, like, I love the late 70s. I love the 70s, 80s era. You know what I mean? But, like, I love Spider-Man in general, so I'm going to read him. You know? And then, like, I'm going to read some Iron Man. I'm going to enjoy myself. So all this shit about, like, anything, like, this gatekeeping, which is really what it is, does nothing to solve anything. But once again, it's the shoulda, coulda, woulda universe. There are people out there, even though that they have made it in these executive jobs. See, all this stuff that's fallen out is because these money and these record-making profits are for the board, not the company. These people that are getting thrown out, they're not profitable. Or, you know, at the end of the day, they're over there kissing ass to stay relevant. You know? Have you noticed that all these would-be women in power who have pretty much tanked their companies a little bit? Like what a lot of things that they have done, tanked their company because they alienated a viewer base. They have not been fired, but the underlings around them that carried out their mandates have been fired.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
See, because at the end of the day, if you don't hold people accountable, or dare I say, you don't take a look at the people that, like, say, like, if you're a CEO and you see, like, certain people in, like, different subsidiaries of a main company that are not doing well, they're not in the green, you might want to go talk to them and find out what it is. And you might want to rethink this company culture that's going on, because what is in play is not working. You see what I'm saying? And the fact that people don't want to be responsible, that's another damn thing to look at. Yeah, no, nobody said, like, you know, you weren't going to get responsibilities, whether you had kids, whether you had a wife, whether you had any of this stuff. You know, it just is what it is. But if you are smart and you know that as you got older, your responsibility is to yourself and you can provide for yourself. And as you level up each and every time, you know, and still enjoy the things that you enjoy, and then understand what luxury items are and what are essentials, you're going to be fine. And you see, like, a long time ago, people have gotten really, really selfish in their ways. And, you know, rather than just be responsible, you got to have that self-responsibility. You understand? Or, like, say, like, if you are a legal guardian to somebody, that person is your responsibility till they are of age. Or, dare I say, like, emancipated. But, you see, emancipation is kind of hard. I'll tell you that right now, because you got kids that have been mistreated who go for that, and they get it awarded, and then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of problems come their way because people will take advantage of that, among other things. And that's a story for another episode. But when I see, like, certain people, you know, there is nothing wrong with having disciplines in your freedom, is what I'm saying. Like, I have to exercise disciplines a lot. And I know, like, other people have to exercise disciplines, too. And you don't see me coming out saying, hey, you know what, when you should have met so-and-so at a bubble time. I should meet whomever I want to meet at the time where it is right, and at the time that it's either now or in the future, and it's none of your damn business what goes on regardless of when I meet that particular female. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all need to be brave enough to tell people this stuff. And a lot of us need to remember that all of our lives are different. You might not be like me. I may not be like you. I don't know you. You don't know me. Like, you really don't know me at all, do you? So you got to figure this out. Like, when you think about it from time to time, I know, like, some people get inspired. I know some people feel as though they wish they could do what I do. I know, like, a lot of people really have a hard time trying to stand up for themselves in this day and age. And it's sad because, you know, you really need to understand and communicate, which means that you need to practice on listening. And then you also need to say what is the right thing, because who knows? Like, a lot of people have been rushed and pushed throughout their lives and they never had a chance to live. They never had a chance to be like, I can finally relax now. You think about it. Like, look at some of your people. But look at some of your family members. Look at some of your friends. Look at some of, like, the people that you know, or even your coworkers. Some of them are probably highly stressed and overwrought and strung out. And, you know, it's really terrible. I've seen a lot of people at my day job like that. I've seen a lot of people when I'm in my leisure time like this. Or, like, when I'm playing games online and I'm talking to somebody else. And you can hear that life is kicking the shit out of them right now, but also that they'd stop listening to themselves and they start listening to other people that enable them and lie to them. Like, I know I've been talking about mental health a lot this season, and I've been talking about, like, all these things, but I'm just being honest with you. It is important. And while at the same time I can't take you by the hand and I can't sugarcoat things all the time, what I can do is at least point out a few things. Like, if you got to take time for yourself, take time for yourself. It's kind of like when I'm talking to Jam Fam members and, like, you know, if they're having a hard time making music or if they're unable to produce anything new, I'm not going to go ahead and slam the hammer down on them and say, like, oh, you get the fuck out of here then. You ain't no good to anybody, especially me. No, I'm going to look at him and be like, look, take the time you need, breathe, relax, come back to it when you can. You got a great body of work. I mean, we'll use that. There's always a way to make things happen. And I'll be honest with you, like, I know I talk about, like, intense stories. I know, like, some of y'all were talking to me about, like, the mini bites the other day. And, yeah, that is a true story about things. But let me just let you know, all right? I'm able to fight those wars. And if you are able to fight those wars, like I said, it should never get to those points where it's irritable like that. And some of y'all have no choice like I do. But at the end of the day, it's like you really got to think this stuff through. Like, is this really worth me doing all this? You know? And in my case, it is, because I'm fighting for a brand all the time. But it's like your case, it could be a lot different. And you'll know this from time to time. And it's just really, really sad, too, because, like, the entitlement has gotten a lot worse around here, especially in the States. By the way, I've noticed this, too. Whenever these celebrities come out of the woodwork and they have to say something, oh, people have to mind-numbingly agree to that. What was it? It was this woman that said something about, like, it is easier to be treated as a star in Europe than it is in the United States. Like, and she used her home country of France as an example. I can't think of the woman's name right now, but I've noticed, like, but it's not entirely her. It's the people that were over there in the comment section, of course. acting like they were born in Europe. And some may have been. But here's the thing. Quite a lot of them are in southern states around here. And not only that, they say, like, she's right. It is different over there in France. You know, French people will always treat a person of power and with highest authority and respect. Yeah, that's wonderful. But, see, the difference of that is she came from France. She lived there. She experienced it. Your sorry ass is on Facebook thinking you know everything. And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of countries are going through hell right now. You know what I mean? Quite a lot of our allied countries are going through hell right now. Plenty of the English-speaking ones are, definitely. And you got the nerve to talk about this stuff like you lived that life, right? Your ass probably could be working in Walmart somewhere, and you think you know the actress life, right? You see what I'm saying? Like, look, when people say these wild takes and stuff like that, that's something they experience. It's just like that young, that young musician that recently won, like, a soundtrack award, I think. And he said, I'm thankful my parents gave me songbooks and musical instruments instead of video games, which, once again, you had to take a crack at video games for some reason. I mean, you know, I'm glad that I learned how to do DJing and mixing music in addition to playing video games. And I learned a lot about rhythm from Dance Dance Revolution. But hey, whatever, that's not a video game, right? You know, or I learned how to compose from Mario Paint because that's not a video game, right? Yeah. Or even better, you know, like certain software that allows you to make music, like Fruity Loops. I mean, I couldn't treat that like a video game, right? See the dumbassery of all this stuff? And that's what I'm talking about. That's where all that strifing and that gatekeeping comes from. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of great musicians out here that got started in music because they played video games. You know, Final Fantasy soundtrack. That's enough to get you started in wanting to create music. Or hell, the whole Street Fighter soundtrack will get you into making music. Same thing with Mortal Kombat. Same thing with any franchise out here. I mean, one of the most famous things go like... right there. Or like Green Hill Zone from Sonic. You know? It just... I don't freaking get it, man. Like, at the end of the day, it's good that your upbringing is different per se. I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, you didn't win an award and a prize entirely for your stupid video game crack. You won it, I hope, because you did great work. And if you are to achieve any of these awards, make sure it is for your craft and not for a whole lot of other shit, because, like, disillusionment is real. And, like, there are times where I look at this stuff and I'm like, well, what came out this year? I'm glad that the boy and his heron actually did win. I am glad that Miyazaki did win an award, because it really lets people know that finally animation can be taken seriously as a medium like it's supposed to be. It's a storytelling medium. You know, it should have been taken seriously way back when Roger Rabbit was around, but people are fucking crazy. And, you know, and their opinion overrules and overrides everything, right? Nah, it doesn't. It's just a shit opinion made by a terrible individual who only lives in their whole point of the world. But see, this is where you and I and quite a lot of other people come in. We don't have to feed into it that much. I'm feeding into it right now because I'm telling you guys what to be aware of and that you should just do your own thing. That you should just go ahead and live your life and just remember everything is a result of our choices. You know, such as like working out, like people always say, you need to go work out, you need to go and do this, you need to do blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to put this in here, if you want to. Yeah, if you want to. Like, working out is not for everybody. Like, you know, dare I say it, but some people just don't want to do squats. Some people don't just don't want to do, like, planks. Some people don't want to eat clean. Some people don't want to showcase their damn workouts. They want to work out in private. They want to have that time to themselves. Or, you know, some people don't want to pay for OnlyFans. Some people don't want to do online dating. Some people don't want to do, like, certain things, and that's okay. And we all need to quit shaming each other about it. If you don't want to work out and if you're happy with who you are, own it. Be about it. I can't tell you not to. I mean, you're not my kid or anything. And even if you were, it's like, well, let's see where you're coming from. What's going on upstairs? You know? Which, by the way, it's amazing how certain people talk to their kids, though. I mean, like, shit. You know? I don't have any kids myself, but I remember talking to my nieces and nephews about things. And for the most part, I am glad that all of them are doing well for themselves. I'm glad that, you know, they take care of their kids and they treat them well and respectfully. And they are making choices for themselves, and they're happy. That's what I love about them. That's how I know they're great people. And, you know, like I said before, you can restart at 40. I mean, I'm 38. No, I'm not 38. I will be, though. But the truth is that I'm not afraid of it. And if I got to go back to college for a master's degree, then that's my damn business. I will do it. Because, once again, elevating yourself up or going for upgrades and stuff, there's no age limit to that. You know? Or any of these things that I'm doing, even as I'm doing J360 Productions, it's like, these are all choices. And you have to see those choices to the end. Especially if you want the results out of them. And like for those of you that are trying to get new jobs, like I said, I am with you on that. If you feel as though that it is time for you to get a new job and it's time for you to improve and it's time for you to move forward, yes, go for it. I mean, never stop looking for a job. Even if you get a job that has growth to it, you never stop looking. Like, you just think about this for a moment, okay? And another thing, you don't need to tell everybody your business. I want a lot of y'all to remember that. You don't need to tell anybody a damn thing. Because, you know, we're all just in different phases of life. We're all still trying to make sense of things. And we still have bills to pay, don't we? Nothing to be ashamed of. It's just part of life. But when you're gaming, you know, you know, or when you're watching movies, or when you take the girl to Waffle House, you know, you gotta grow up. Fucking idiot. Which, by the way, another thing about Waffle House, now you know those people should be having a livable wage. Matter of fact, anybody working in any of these industries, especially food service, needs a livable wage. Really does. And don't be afraid to tip them. You know what I mean? Give them an honest tip. Like, because all this stuff around here, once again, you know, we got to be a community. That is the number one thing for a lot of us. We really need to be a community again. And even if you don't like people, once again, it's not my business whether you like me or not. What it is that we all need to work together. Like, when I have people on staff or when I'm working with people for, like, different projects and all, and I pick my teams all the time, I picked you for a reason. I ain't worried about you falling in love and being best friends or really, really get really, really close to each other, you know, during, like, production and all. But what I want is for all the skill sets to come together and coordination to happen, you know? It's almost like being a top-tier basketball team. Yeah, so it's just like, you know, once again, you got to work together. And I just, even me, there are moments where I'm like, you know, I don't like this person, but I like the way they work. And I work with them. You know, it's a lot more realistic that way. I mean, I see where some people are like, no, we need to grow up. We need to mature. What it is, just take responsibility. You know, if you had an idea to write a book, and you weren't going to wait until November to write that book, right? But say, like, you had an idea to finish a book in, like, 2 months. Go ahead and work on your book in 2 months. And if 2 months pass and you never even wrote the first chapter to that book. I mean, you can't blame anybody else. That's you. Or like if you wanted to film something and you had your crew, you had a table read and all, and you didn't have any of them come together at that certain meetup spot, once again, that's you. Or same thing with your distribution. If you had a bad distribution deal, but you found a way to salvage the movie and all, like, to get it out there to people and say, look, this is us getting started. If you'd like to buy a copy of it or, like, any of those other ways of going about it, you know, but you didn't follow through on that, see, same principle. You were not being responsible. And that seems to be the thing that people are really afraid of. Because of entitlements. A lot of us think that life owes us things. It owes us shit. And it makes us eat shit a lot. Sometimes because of our own hubris. So, like, even right now, like, if you got a big L coming your way, you're going to have to take that L. I've had to take a few. And I will continue to take a few. I will never not take an L, as you will never not take an L. Because that's going to be the number one thing that's consistent next to us actually trying and winning. You see what I'm saying? So, just want you all to remember these things. And I want you to say that, you know, here's the thing. My mother told me this. And this is interesting because, you know, like, it came out of the blue one time when I was visiting my parents. My mother said, give yourself a pass. Like, really just stop being hard on yourself. And I was going through something at work and, you know, like, she said that and, you know, she was right. Like, I don't see eye to eye with my mom all the time, but it has gotten better. And I will say this, like, that was actually pretty cool because I needed that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, give yourself a pass. So the girl that you're interested in doesn't like you, or the guy that you're interested in doesn't like you, or, like, any of this stuff that's going on is really taking a couple of shots at you. You're at least striving and surviving. You're doing good for yourself. And that's something to really be proud of. And you should be grateful. For you. Your sake. I'm grateful that you're good. So, yeah. These are things to remember, y'all. And like I say, like, we'll all make it. We'll all be fine. And don't cover up your hobbies. I mean, as long as it's not against the law, I mean, who the hell are we to judge you? Play your video games. Watch the movies that you like to watch. Watch your cartoons. Play your video games all the time if need be. Unwind. You know, because there's going to be a day where it's like, well, we won't see too much anymore. And that's the day you leave this whole reality. There are people out there that are dead and killed themselves because they couldn't keep up with the Joneses, or they were afraid of the popular crowd finding out about things that they liked. Like, say, like, if you like synthwave music, and people were running around saying synthwave is dead, how the fuck do you kill a genre? But, once again, synthwave isn't the problem. These are just people that, once again, want to be known for something and saying stupid shit is, like, the way to get attention. They got it. And when they get it, I get to come back here on the J-Man Show and let you know how fucking wrong they are. And if they're listening, I hope you feel every friggin' bit of it, you pieces of shit. But going back to all of y'all, you know better. See what I'm saying? And by the way, yeah, I listen to synthwave music. I listen to all music. And all music is allowed on J360 Jams. And J360 Jams 88 is coming. So if you do want to submit tracks, email j360jams@gmail.com. And I will run you through the process. And we're going to have ourselves a great time. But all in all, though, y'all, I'm going to have to wrap it up here. You guys take care of yourselves. You will be getting another J-Man episode. Let's say Friday morning, all right? Well, yeah, you know, I got stuff to do tomorrow, so, yeah, you know, Friday morning at 10, you are going to get another J-Man episode. Oh, yes! But until then, y'all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.